KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's cloudy and 36 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today, with occasional fog, drizzle, or some light rain through mid-morning and a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of state and area news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A University of Iowa fraternity has been suspended for hazing, with a report citing verbal abuse and an incident where new members were required to drink dangerously high amounts of alcohol. The university said the violations were by the Acacia fraternity. Cedar Rapids Gazette obtained an investigative report through a public records request. The suspension will last through 2024. One allegation said that in the spring semester, new members were ordered to stay in a fraternity house attic until they consumed alcohol that included 60 to 90 cans of beer, along with vodka and a gallon of drink called Jungle Juice. Several new members got sick. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard today, as of 7:45 this morning, showed 47 additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 statewide since Tuesday's report at 10 a.m. for a total of 2,271. The number of deaths attributed to a pre-existing condition statewide are at 1,321, while long-term care facility deaths are up 15 to 1,023. There are two more deaths to report in Cass County for a total of 21, and one more in each of Adair, Mills, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. Officials say there have been 3,422 new confirmed positive cases of the virus reported since Wednesday. Cass County has 30 new positive cases for a total of 785. There are five more long-term care facility outbreaks statewide for a record total of 148. Those care facilities report 4,577 positive cases among patients and their staff, and 1,900 recovered. Cass County's three long-term care facilities have a combined total of 207 confirmed positive cases to date, and 123 persons have recovered. Statewide hospitalizations have fallen from 1,351 yesterday to 1,305 today. There are 269 patients in an intensive care. That's six less than Tuesday. 198 patients were admitted over the past nearly 24 hours, up from 33 a day earlier, and there are 150 people on a ventilator. That's five less than Tuesday. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals report 64 COVID patients, down from 71 on Tuesday, 19 in an ICU, six were admitted to a hospital, and eight people are currently on a ventilator. The state's data show 1,185,849 Iowans have been tested for coronavirus. Test amounts received yesterday amount to 7,167, with 5,551 negative and 1,576 positive. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate is at 19.1%, while the individual positivity rate is at 18.5%. Cass County's positivity rate is creeping up again. It's at 20.3% as of this morning. Union County has the highest rate in southwest Iowa at 24.2%, while Audubon County is the lowest at 11.1%. And health officials say that the 122,048 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. Governor Kim Reynolds said she canceled her family's Thanksgiving gathering. The governor's current public health emergency proclamation does limit the size of family gatherings to no more than 15. Reynolds made a direct appeal to Iowans during her news conference held on Tuesday.
So consider the amount of planning that typically goes into the holidays, from preparing our family's favorite meals to purchasing special gifts for those we love. This year, I ask that you put that same time and effort into keeping your family healthy this holiday season, which may mean having to adjust your traditions.
The governor says number of COVID patients in Iowa hospitals appear to have stabilized over the past 5 days, but as we mentioned this morning, they were lower. About one-third of Iowa's COVID cases this year were reported in this month alone. Reynolds says that means many forecasts predict hospital numbers and COVID deaths will increase in Iowa by varying degrees over the next few weeks.
We're talking with the leaders of our health systems and our hospitals. We're reaching out to long-term care facilities, and we're discussing additional steps that may need to be taken to keep our most vulnerable safe. And I'm asking you to have that same focus. Concentrate on what you can do now and over the next 4 weeks to stop the spread. And we know that each of us can make a difference in slowing the spread of COVID-19.
Reynolds said our consistent goal throughout the pandemic has been to ensure Iowa hospitals have the capacity for COVID patients and others who need care.
It's easy to look back and see if you maybe should have done more or done less or handled a little bit differently. I've tried to be very targeted in the mitigation efforts that we put in place.
Reynolds says that it's easy to second guess her actions, and her response to the pandemic hasn't been perfect, but she said she's had a chance to, they had to balance public health with economic concerns.
You have to be careful about over-mitigating to people and having them still feel like they're a part of the answer, the solution, and we're not over-asking. I mean, you've got people and businesses that are protesting and rioting in California.
Video posted on Twitter showed dozens of protesters carrying American and Trump campaign flags in Huntington Beach, California, stayed out past a 10 p.m. curfew that was set by that state's governor this past weekend. The 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew in California went into effect Saturday in much of the state, and last week in Omaha, about three dozen people held a mock or had a protest against mask mandates. Elsewhere in the news this morning, a correctional officer was assaulted Tuesday afternoon by an inmate at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. The Iowa Department of Corrections said the incident happened around 1:30 p.m. while an officer was escorting an inmate to their cell. The inmate assaulted the officer by the use of closed fists, strikes to the officer's face. Additional staff arrived quickly to assist in securing the inmate, and during the scuffle, another officer suffered minor injuries. The officer that was assaulted was taken to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries by a state vehicle. He's since been treated and released. The other officer, who suffered minor injuries in the incident, was seen by the FDCF medical staff and has also since been released. The inmate did not suffer any major injuries, and the incident remains under investigation. Well, police in Creston report the arrest at around 1:50 this morning of 26-year-old Andrew Palmer from Creston. Palmer was taken into custody at McKinley and Spillway for driving while revoked, open container, failure to provide proof of SR-22 insurance. He was cited and released at the scene. And at around 11:40 a.m. on Tuesday, 33-year-old Jessica Sweetlick of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. She was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported three recent arrests. Early Tuesday, 35-year-old Shane Oliver of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for providing false identification information and interference with official acts, as well as on a Fremont County warrant for interference with official acts. And 36-year-old Travis Long of Honey Creek was arrested Tuesday at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on a burglary in a third-degree charge. On Monday afternoon, 32-year-old Bobby Bryce Horn of Maryville, Missouri, was arrested in Missouri on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. That's a check of the news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.